Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank and Kim Congdon.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Wineshank.
Buzz, buzz.
We're live from the Hive at the Comedy Store.
Oh, shit. We're back, baby. Another week, another dollar.
Another week, another dollar, baby.
We're doing it. I got my goat milk coffee.
She's still doing this.
I'm not letting it go.
No.
Goat for life.
Goat for life.
Goat forever.
Forever, ever?
Forever.
Forever, ever, forever, ever. Oh my god! Somebody sent me the Was Up commercial from like.
I love that commercial,
and it's literally the funniest commercial.
Is that your favorite commercial?
I think so. It still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it and I was like, "This is when commercials were good."
Yeah, I think the last year of good commercials was. Do you remember when they had those Acuvue commercials? My brand, look. Look with your special eyes. Those were so funny. That was like the last good commercial I've ever seen. That was like in like 2016.
Do you audition for commercials?
I have.
They're humiliating.
I'd love to audition for more. They're easy though.
I hate them.
They're like, water. Sometimes you're thirsty. Sometimes you're not.
They're like, we need you to just react into the camera. Okay, cool. Have a nice day.
I know.
And you're like, wait, what?
When I first started auditioning, I had this audition that I was like, I got last minute and I was like, I need to make it to this. It could be my big break. And so I like went all out and like I didn't really like that. They didn't send me my sides. They were like, just go there. They'll have the sides for you. I was like, okay. So I went and they were like dressed like a ninja. So I was like dressed in like this skimpy all black suit. Like
ninja?
Late running in for this ninja audition. And then everyone had the sides and everything memorized when I got there. And I was like, oh, no one gave me sides. They're like, oh, okay, well, you can read this for a few minutes and then come back. It was the most confusing script I'd ever seen. It was like, my name is Zumfana, warrior of the Alaskan Zion of the Sufras. And now I'm going to, and then I was supposed to be doing kicks and flips and turns. And I was doing kicks and rogue, ugly kicks and flips and turns and not knowing the only person who didn't know the script. It was like 10 years ago, like one of the first auditions
that
I ever had.
That sounds horrible.
It was horrific. I was like, I actually never want to act again. This is not really fun for me.
I went to an audition for my commercial agent a while ago, and it was a Doritos commercial, but they just wanted my hands. It was like a hand modeling gig.
Oh.
So they're like, hold the chips like this. Okay, now space them out. And I just was like, for the audition, I just was like holding chips with my nails. It was so fucking weird. It was so weird. And I remember like, it was like an hour and a half long wait to do this fucking hand modeling chip audition. Mm-mm. I wanted to leave so badly, but I needed the money. I was like, I guess I have to stay for this Dorito hand modeling shit.
One time I was dating this guy and we broke up and he started dating this other girl and it was like kind of tense. And we both were in the same casting room together practicing our sides out loud. It was very embarrassing.
No.
It was like this weird competition of who could play this character better. No. And then neither one of us got it.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I had a problem with like the commercial actors. They all like know each other too. They're mm-hmm. like, hey, Carol, how are you? It's like, I'm good. Did you get that gig that you auditioned for? No. But you know who got it? Samantha. And they're all like cheesy and fucking like. Yeah.
They're like improvers.
Yeah.
They're like UCB kids.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
It's a fucked. Weird energy.
It is a weird energy.
Especially when you're used to hanging around comics. Mm-hmm. It's like what you see is kind of what you get. Like comics tell you exactly how they feel. They're not going to like go into an audition and be like, everything's great. You know, yeah. like all fake like that. Mm-hmm. It just felt like everyone was acting in like waiting room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how I feel anytime I see people doing small talk and they're like, oh, yeah, the weather's so lovely. I'm like, aren't you sad like us?
Yeah.
Aren't you sad, too?
Dude, I remember I used to audition a lot for commercials and there was this fucking kid. I felt so bad for him. His mom was like, do it again from the top.
No.
And he kept messing it up and she goes, do it again or I'm going to beat the bejesus out of you.
Not the bejesus.
And I was like, and that's Hollywood parents. The stage moms in Hollywood are fucking nuts.
Well, I like the pageant moms. Like when you see the show and they're like, I gave my daughter fairy juice. And it's like, can we see if we could find that clip? Pageant mom gives her daughter a juice. And it's like Red Bull mixed with soda, mixed with sugar, mixed with Kool-Aid.
So she performs better?
Yeah. And these kids are like cracked out like on red dye number 5.
It's like red 40.
Yeah, whatever it is. And it's fucked up to watch. It should be like illegal.
It should be illegal to make your kid like act, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like very few times it works out like correctly. There's mm-hmm. so many stories of like children actors who just...
Oh, yeah, this is it. Go-Go Juice.
Go-Go Juice?
Yeah, let's play with the sound. We need the sound, Xavier.
Oh, we need the sound? Okay, hold on. Real quick, go ahead.
She's drugging her kids with Go-Go Juice. Go-Go Juice.
Yeah, watch this clip.
Look. Red Bull and Mountain Dew? No.
One blogger who watched this episode wrote, this is the most disturbing thing I have no. ever seen. No doubt because he or she had forgotten about the Charles Manson dance. The mother defends her.
Okay, who wrote this? That's bad.
Yeah, they give the kids pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks, Mountain Dew, and Red Bull.
And Red Bull.
I remember I used to go to, there was like these soccer parties at the end of the year of the season. Mm-hmm. And I used to be at Round Table Pizza and I used to look forward to it every year. But I would get cracked out on Mountain Dew. And I would come home and I'd be like running around in circles.
Dude, my school used to sell the giant pixie sticks.
Really?
Do you remember the giant ones that were like yeah. in the plastic tubes?
That should not be allowed to
happen.
That was
just like a half of bag of sugar they were selling. And you could pay like $8 and get one.
That's crazy.
And share it with all your friends and you're just be laying your... In high school, we started snorting them for fun.
That's some Florida shit.
It is some Florida shit. Just we to didn't be do funny. That.
We weren't snorting powders.
Oh, we were.
Sugar.
I've seen kids snort pixie sticks. Did you guys ever like smoke a Cheeto? Have you seen anybody
Yeah, I may have hit a Cheeto once
no,
or twice.
No, I've never smoked a Cheeto.
Have you ever been mattress surfing?
No, but that sounds fun.
Yeah,
like just putting
is.
A mattress on a hill and like going down it.
No, it's being dragged by a truck.
That sounds
while you're
fun.
Sitting on a mattress.
That
yeah,
that sounds fun.
It is. It is fun.
Do you remember like in the 90s there was this Pringles commercial where they would do this thing with their? It was like a Pringles dance that they did with their hands,
mm-mm.
and like everyone in my class tried to learn the Pringles dance from the commercial.
No,
and I was like so bad at like. Things that choreography I like couldn't do it and I mm-mm. wanted to do it so badly. You don't remember?
No, I don't.
This is like a
oh this
is it maybe
no
it's like from the 90s and it was like people making like these Pringle cans like dancing. I don't know. If you know what I'm talking about, sound off in the comments below.
I have like little rogue, like I have this memory of this movie, watching some scary ass suspenseful movie when I was younger. And I just like, you ever have just pieces of a movie and you're like, I don't know if I'll ever see that movie or recognize it again. It was just like a son who had escaped like some murderous mansion and he was hiding in like a mud hole in the woods.
No.
Yeah. And so if anyone has ever heard of that movie, I only can remember that scene and being terrified of the whole movie. But I want to know what it is so bad because I'm like, I want to know what scared me so bad when I was younger about that movie. It was like a family that got kidnapped or something.
Did you watch Swiss Family Robinson?
No, what is that?
Can you pull up Swiss Family Robinson?
Is it a comedy?
No, it was like this, like, this fucking, like, family that lived on, like, a boat. And they, like, had all these adventures together.
Families are so interesting. They're all so different.
Yeah.
A family that lives on a boat.
I'm pretty sure.
This looks
the Adventures
familiar.
Of Swiss Family. Oh, they had, like, tree houses and shit.
You know what? No, I haven't, but I kind of want to watch it. This looks like my thing.
You could get high and watch this, and I bet it's pretty good.
Like, what's that Blue Lagoon one where the two kids get lost?
Is it called Blue Lagoon?
Is it called Blue Lagoon? That movie I loved. That's my dream.
To get lost in a lagoon.
Crash on an island with a lover. Have a baby.
Castaway.
Castaway with a lover.
Instead of Wilson.
Yeah, instead of Wilson, it's a real man with a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The volleyball was a little sad in Castaway.
So sad.
Yeah. If you had a husband and he was in a plane crash and he was missing.
This is horrible.
And they said he might be on a remote island somewhere, but we don't know. Would you get remarried and have a child like his wife did?
No, I'd try to go find him.
Well, you did. You searched for years. You searched for 2 years straight.
Yeah, then I think I would think he was dead.
And what if he came back? Now you found a husband. You really like your husband. He is the father of your child. You
guys, but is the other guy also the father of my child?
You have no child with him, but he was your first love, like in a true love. But you've also found a new love because soulmates aren't real.
Why did you have to say that? Because make it all sad truth. And dark.
That's the truth. That's why people can love multiple people and be happy.
Not her, like, killing my romantic bubble.
I'm sorry.
Soulmates aren't real.
They're not.
You can have multiple soulmates in one lifetime.
Sure. You can, yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually positive. That doesn't mean that soulmates aren't real. It means you can have multiple soulmates in one lifetime.
Okay.
Don't make me cry. I'm feeling emotional.
Her eyes,
I started crying.
Dude,
like,
she's literally about to start crying. No, soulmates are real.
Soulmates are real.
They are. I've never known anything realer than a soulmate.
Than a soulmate.
Yeah. That's okay. Why you can have one, and then the next year you can have another.
You can
both,
have multiple soulmates.
And they're usually in the same state, yes. Yep.
That's not true.
And, they're in the same city, and that's how soulmates work.
That's
they live in your
works.
City, and there's four of them.
I like to go into everyone and be like, this is my soulmate this time. This is really him this time, though. Now, this time, soulmates are considered to be separate souls that share deep romantic or platonic connection. We can be soulmates.
But according to science,
the idea of finding a soulmate may not exist. People have an innate, scientifically supported need to socialize and form relationships throughout their lives. That's one person's perspective, okay?
Okay, soulmates are real.
Be romantic.
Okay, soulmates.
Stop being a jaded male comedian and believe a little bit in soulmates.
I believe in love.
Do you remember the
I
first
don't know
person
if I believe
you ever
in soulmate.
Your soulmate or have
yeah.
You ever-
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a list. Should we go through the soulmate list?
I've had two.
Two?
My list is very short. Actually, I've only called one person my soulmate.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't think that he was. No.
That's fair. Yeah,
I had two I thought were my soulmates. Ah, that's not true. I had three.
You had a few soulmates.
I had four soulmates.
Mommy's collected a few souls, if
but
you know what I mean.
Collector of souls, Shanky.
Shanky, collector of soulmates.
No, from the age, like, 14 to 36, I've had four soulmates. That's not that crazy.
That's not crazy at all, to find your soulmate four times.
Yeah.
Dang. Can you Google? At 14 sounds intense.
Yeah, dude.
I thought it was my soulmate at 14.
What did you guys do together?
Hook up in his mom's van.
Is this Gus?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Gus. Gus is a legend on our pod. I hope he listens.
I don't know.
Do you think he does? Do you think our first loves listen to this podcast?
Maybe. I think Gus is like doing his own thing. He has like children.
If you're out there, hi, Kent.
Hi, Gus.
Not us talking to our first boyfriend.
Gus
actually,
and
my first boyfriend, his name was Brian. Brian Essex.
You've dated a few Brians.
I've had a couple Brians, too. To
collector.
Be exact.
I'm collector of souls. Collector of Brians.
I've only dated two Brians. I've only had three
and
boyfriends.
That's enough.
Wait, I've only had one. Okay, wait. What are we counting when we say boyfriends?
Boyfriend, like you're in a monogamous, committed relationship with them.
So not high school? I'm not counting high school?
Were you in a monogamous, committed relationship
yes,
in high
Yes, we moved
school?
Together in college.
Then that counts, bitch.
Okay, so that was one boyfriend. Then I had the COVID one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I had the long-term one.
But you're forgetting one.
Then I had the one that lasted like a month that we're enemies now. He hates me. The comedian.
Oh, yeah, okay. But what about the other comedian when you first started? Who likes to, like, go to the beach?
Wait, who?
Do you want me to give you a clue?
Oh, he wasn't my boyfriend.
Yes, he was.
We dated, but he never said, "You're my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend."
Really?
That I don't
makes
think
me
so.
Despise him. I thought he was the your asshole, actual right? boyfriend.
The asshole?
Yes.
No.
He doesn't count?
No, I don't count him as my boyfriend. He didn't treat me like a boyfriend. It was one of those things where I thought I had a boyfriend, but I didn't.
Yeah, I've been in one of those for 5 years. Remember that time?
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, nah, he doesn't think you're his girlfriend, dude.
That's four. And then I'm dating someone right now who's my boyfriend. I have a boyfriend, everyone.
Yay. Okay, let me count my
first time in how long has it been since I've had a boyfriend?
Two years.
My first boyfriend in 2 years. And the one that I had 2 years ago was only a month. And the before that, I hadn't dated anyone in 2 years. It's been 4 years since I've had a real boyfriend.
I'm going to run through my lineup now.
Okay.
Okay. High school boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
College boyfriend.
Okay.
High school boyfriend, college boyfriend. 20-something boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
20-something boyfriend again.
The guy with the lung issue.
Yeah.
You got him?
I got him. The guy with the lung issue.
He's nice. I met him.
Okay. Yeah. Now I got all confused. High school. Okay. Then a different one after the lung issue.
Okay.
Then, oh, shit. They're collecting.
Keep going.
And then the one where you had a guest room at his house.
Yes. And then the one, the big one that you're still really good friends with.
The big one.
The one you dated very seriously for a long time that you're still really good friends with.
I already counted him.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm dating someone now.
No, there's got to be more.
Six.
Oh, no. The honker. Titty honker was your boyfriend.
For 2 weeks.
But you said he said he's my boyfriend.
For 2 weeks. Titty honker was my boyfriend for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's all I could last.
Six? That's not crazy.
Seven.
Seven. That's not crazy.
Well, it's not crazy.
No. And then
the men that hurt me along the way? Well, that list, sweetie.
Oh, well, I don't have enough hands or fingers or numbers in the universe for the men along the way that were like attempts, 3-day talks, couple of dates.
Oh, that's not true. I just forgot one.
Which one?
The sauna one.
The sauna slapper.
Eight. That's eight.
That's eight. You got slapped in the face in a sauna and that man was your boyfriend for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you were, when you first started dating that guy, you were all horny with him. You guys were like high school.
They're don't
like
bring it
hot
up.
And bothered high schoolers like hanging out. Like
PDA and all this
dude,
stuff.
She was like on his lap and like kissing his neck. And I'd be trying to talk to her. And I'd be like, you know, when you see your friend horny for the first time, and you're like, oh, this is a new look. Like, I haven't seen you this way.
I don't want to think and about then, being horny and then with a specific person. You know, sometimes when you think about how you hooked up with someone, you go, yeah. Like, it hurts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you have one of those in your boyfriend roster.
All of them.
Where you're like, ooh, like
anyone I've ever let inside of me that I'm currently not in love with, I'm like, let's both forget it happened. Let's both forget it happened, sweetie. Except maybe my first love, which was cute because we were both virgins who lost our virginities to each other. And that I will accept and keep.
But everything else.
It's the only people I've ever had sex with is the guy I lost my virginity to and my boyfriend now.
Don't lie.
Nope.
She's rewriting history. This bitch is rewriting history.
When you,
my hymen's still intact. It's like everyone knows you're lying.
No, my boyfriend broke my hymen.
Ew.
It hadn't happened because I had never had a man before.
Cat I'm Williams done. Is telling her sexual history.
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's dating's a lot.
When you have kids, are you gonna let them? Like, my biggest fear is having like a teenage children. And then they have boyfriends or girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go into your room with the door closed.
Well, because you know they're hand-jobbing each other.
Yeah, for sure.
And dude, hand-jobbing least of my concerns.
I don't need hand-jobs in
my house.
It's
more about getting knocked up.
No, I don't want cum all over my house. And like,
guess what? They're washing it themselves. If there's jizz on the sheets, I don't want my kid jizzing on their sheets unless it's their own jizz from masturbation.
I don't want my kids... I don't want my kids also masturbating in my house.
They're going to.
No.
Your kids are going to masturbate in your house, and it's just something that you have to accept. It's healthy.
I don't want my kids masturbating in my house.
Go That's touch yourself outside.
You touch yourself in the doghouse. Mama built you to touch yourself in. Go to the masturbation doghouse.
Have either of you been like caught at home?
No. Oh, yeah. I caught not at masturbating?
Yeah.
No, sure. Not masturbating. Have you?
Like, not...
Yeah, that's a
so
yeah.
So close calls when I actually caught.
Like, I know I got caught, but no one said anything type thing.
What do you mean?
I feel like that's like a true parent, where they're just like...
Okay, if you're my parent right now, if you're a family member that's listening, I like to give you guys this warning. Stop listening now. If you're my mom, stop listening. If you're my dad, literally don't listen, please. Just turn it off.
It's too late. Jeff's already here.
Jeff, get out. Seriously. I know you're still laughing, wondering. You don't want to hear the next part of this story. I promise.
Paul, if you're listening, take notes.
Paul, tune in.
Yeah.
Paul, get your pen.
Paul, the therapist, tune in.
Paul, tune in. Jeff out. Jeff out. Paul in.
Yes.
You know the dealio.
Now.
Grandma, you could stay. I know you'd be fucking girl.
No, not grandma in the chat.
No, but when I was younger, like my mom used to have like this massager that she had in her closet.
And you took it.
And I used to take it.
To masturbate with it?
Yes. Well, it started off on my shoulders and it just like made its way down in my vagina. I don't know how. I blame God in his creation. And how he made us weird. But, yeah.
It's God's fault that you like the feeling of a vibrating massager.
Yeah.
It's God's. It's not his fault. It's not her fault.
It's her fault. And then I got addicted to this thing. I would fucking take it every chance I get. And literally, I might have manifested my own shoulder issues because around that time, you know how I have bad shoulders?
Yeah.
My mom knew my shoulders always hurt. So I'd be like, I have my shoulders. I need that massager again. I was always like begging her for it. And you hear me crinkling down this massager.
No.
Yeah. And then one day, and I would use it all the time. Eventually, I just started keeping it in my room. I stopped putting it back in her closet.
I used to do that with lots of my mom's things.
Yeah, and so I had this little massager, and then one day I ran away from home, and my mom packed my things for me, and she put the massager in it. And it felt very personal.
No. You ran away from home? She's like, you're going to want to masturbate.
She... Yeah.
Your vibrator. Yeah. You're going to need your vibrator.
It felt a little close.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
She packed your bag for you running away.
Yeah.
I'm running away. Okay, let me pack your bag.
Yes.
Were you like walking? Mom. Were you walking with like a stick?
No, I had moved into my friend's house and I was going to emancipate myself.
How old were you?
16 or 15.
Did she say
do it? And my friend
was
a millionaire. And my friend's mom was like, I'll hire a lawyer right now to keep you, kid.
No.
Yeah, she was all dramatic. Because my mom was kind of crazy too, so... She's like, I'll keep you.
And so you like, ran away?
So I ran away, and then my mom packed my vibrator and dropped it off. And then I was like, oh, she does love me. And I went back home like 3 days later. I was like, boy, do I miss her cooking. And I came back with my little vibe.
Sometimes, like, when you go away from your parents' house and then you come back, you really do miss them. Because you're like, dude, this other family, aliens.
Mm-hmm.
When you hang out with them for like a week... Mm-hmm. When my parents would go out of town, sometimes we'd go to our friend's house and they were like really into saying grace. And then one time they gave us ham loaf. It's like meatloaf but with ham. And it really fucked me up. And they were the type of family where it's like, if you don't eat it, then they think that you don't like it. Kind of like borderline like force feeding. So I was like eating ham loaf with a glass of milk.
No.
And I remember
better,
not liking
better than
milk.
A glass of goat's milk.
I just remember being like ready to. Oh, God.
That looks horrible.
It was.
I can't think of a whiter meal than ham loaf.
And they made us say grace before we ate ham loaf.
What are you thanking God for if you're eating that? What do you have to be thankful
the pig.
For? Ew.
Yeah.
Some families, too, like it's crazy to see that, like, some families, like, the kids just get used to their parents' horrible cooking and then they think it's good cooking. You ever met someone like that that doesn't know what good cooking is and everything's good to them? I'm like, oh, bless your heart. You've never had a pepper in your life.
It's like, yeah.
Like some people just have, in high school, my boyfriend, I hated that his family did this. His family had dogs and they would eat dinner. And then they would leave the dishwasher open and the dog would lick the plates clean before they ran it through the dishwasher.
I don't hate it. Oh, I love my dog more than anything.
You love it enough to let lick your dishes clean?
Before I clean it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
See, Brian says no.
Xavier, what do you say?
No.
But you don't know the love of an animal until you have
one. I'm sure you guys have known the love of an animal.
I might let my cat do that, actually.
That's fucking crazier!
It's less crazy. Cats have less tongue.
No. Yeah. No.
It's cat's tongue is like this big. A dog's tongue is like this big, and it's like.
It's so cute.
That's disgusting, Sarah.
I've let him do it.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh,
right before you clean it?
Anymore.
Right. Uh-uh. Right before you clean.
All right. Let's pause the podcast for a moment to talk about our sponsors. It's Factor.
I love Factor.
Dude, it's a fucking new year, new year, new year, new year.
It's a new year, new you, bitch.
It's a new year, new you, which means I feel like everybody's ready for a change. We had a fucking rough few. Everyone's still recovering from
COVID.
And we're all trying to make our lives better after the fucking
economical,
yeah, shutdown we had.
Dude, get Factor.
Get Factor.
You want to eat paleo? Get Factor. You want to eat clean? Get Factor. The meals come straight to you.
No grocery shopping. No waiting in line. No chopping vegetables. No fucking dishes to watch. All the shit you don't want to worry about. Factor Friends sends fresh restaurant quality meals right to your doorstep. All you have to do is heat it up for 2 minutes and you're ready to eat. That's the kind of time I need.
That's what I like.
If you're living minute by minute like I am, you have to get Factor.
I got the keto one. It was really good.
They have over 35 meals to choose from each week. They have vegan, vegetarian, like Sarah said, keto options. It's the best way to stay on track. When things get hectic, Factor is flexible. You can change your order up every week, and they have plans that range from 4 to 18 meals.
Whoa.
You can even pause or reschedule deliveries, which is good if you travel.
Okay, cool. What's the discount code here?
You guys can go to factormeals.com/bitch50 and use code bitch50 to get
50%
off?
50% off. That's a good deal. That's a great deal.
That's huge. Yeah. That's code bitch50 at factormeals.com/bitch50 to get 50% off. Make sure you tell them we sent you.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. Let's take a second from the pod. We're going to talk about our sponsors. You know them. You love them. It's Schedule 35. Mm. When it comes to microdosing and macrodosing, there's only one brand I trust, and it's Schedule 35.
Schedule 35. I hate to get intimate. They're my family. I wouldn't say that normally, but their shit is good and it makes me feel like they're my family. I'm obsessed with this shit.
That's my favorite flavor.
This is the best one.
The raspberry dark chocolate mushroom bar.
Go to schedule35.co right now and get the raspberry and dark chocolate bar and get the fucking tea.
The tea is so
good.
The
tea hits. The tea is strong.
I drank the tea at Skankfest. I was like walking around like,
whoa. Oh, the tea hits. And I like Schedule 35 because if you want to get into microdosing and you don't want to go like super hard and go full into it, it's an easy way to like do a small
dip your foot in the pool.
Yeah. So make sure you go to schedule35.co, promo code TB15, and get yourself
15%
some chocolate
off.
Bars. And 15% off. That's a great deal. And you won't regret it. Check out the comments. Everybody loves it. It's the fucking best.
All right, let's get back into the pod.
And that's the last time I ate at Shanky's. Casa de Shanky.
You're uninvited.
I guess I'm done with the gluten-free wraps over there, honey. I'm not having no scrambled eggs with goat cheese and gluten-free wraps over at your house no more.
Even if it's clean?
Ew.
I understand if it would be fucking gross if like I let him lick off of it and then I ate it. But then you clean it. You guys, sound off in the comments below if you let your dog lick your plates before you clean them. That's not that crazy to me.
Yeah, sound off and below. I need to know.
I bet you a lot of people do.
Ugh, I don't like even a dog licking my hand.
You don't even like a dog.
I do. I just don't like a licky dog. I actually like your dog. He doesn't lick that much.
Yeah.
And I can just... And he stops.
You can just smack him?
Yeah, I hit him. I hit her
abusive.
Dog. Yeah, I hit her dog. But he's
this
like...
This is a red flag. Paul, if you're listening, please take notes. She likes to hurt animals.
Can I say this right now? Some dogs are okay with a little pop on the nose.
A little pop on the nose?
Yeah. You think Bowie, when you're not looking, I don't pinch him? Stab him?
You're not allowed over.
I abuse Bowie when you're
not
looking.
You're not allowed over. She's a sociopath. Keep her away from your kittens and your bunnies.
I hurt them when you're not looking.
No, I don't like it.
I'm hurting your bunnies now.
I don't like it. It's the leather jacket. You look demonic. It's giving Cruella.
When you're not looking, I pull your bunny's hairs.
No!
One at a time.
PETA!
PETA!
So annoying. Peter.
It was like,
Peter.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't hurt animals, you guys. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. What did I tell you about the time my friend tried to set me up with this guy who had three pigs?
No.
She's like, listen, he lives in Malibu at this beautiful house. Mm-hmm. He does have three pigs.
Okay.
And a hedgehog. Are you down?
See, I would have been fine with everything, but the hedgehog is like, I don't know.
The hedgehog for me was, I was stoked to meet the hedgehog. I was like, the hedgehog's a yes. The pigs, I thought maybe I could live with. But then when I went to go meet him, the pigs were inside the house like dogs on the fucking couch. No. And there was like, they weren't like cute little like baby pigs.
They were big-ass pigs.
They were like sloppy hogs. And they were like on the couch. And then the hedgehog, I thought it was going to be cute. It was fucking disgusting. The whole thing was fucking disgusting. And I was like, I don't care how beautiful this house in Malibu is. It's being overrun by farm animals. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
It's like, dude, go live on a farm. I think I could live on a farm.
Yeah, if there was a lot of acres.
Mm-hmm. I could literally live on a farm, even with not that many acres. I could have a little tiny mini farm.
Chicken?
With a few chickens, a couple horses, 10 cows.
10 cows is 10 cows too many.
Well, they get a lonely, I heard.
But moo! If are you milking them?
What in the goth
that
cow?
That was a moo. That was a moo, Kim.
Why are you?
You moo better than that.
Okay, why are you being so aggressive?
Because you said what in the, and I told you it was a moo.
Because
you asked what it was, like you've never been on planet Earth and heard a moo before.
Yeah. Okay, let's play back the moo because that moo.
Moo.
This, you sound like a ghost cow haunting a farm. Moo.
You do it. You do a moo.
This is my impression of Sarah's moo. Moo. Okay, ready?
That was better. Well,
that's my cow.
I don't like that Brian's clapping for your move.
Yeah. You got it last week with the math, bitch. It's my
no,
time to
I
shine.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah. Some can move, some can math.
I'd rather math than move. I got to be honest.
I'd rather move than math. Move over math. That's pretty good.
I copied your technique, though.
That's pretty good. Hey.
Do a cat. Meow. Meow. Whose cat's better, Brian? Ugh.
Okay, let me hear your dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
Do the cat again?
Yeah, do the cat again.
Meow. Meow.
Sarah's better.
Ah! Oh! Thank you, Brian.
Do the dog. Do the dog.
Woof, woof.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah.
You won!
Horse. Give me your horse.
That's cheating.
You're cheating.
One sounded like a horse. It's not cheating.
You gotta engage your vocal.
They don't do that.
Yes, they do. That is not a horse.
No, but mine sounded like a horse. You made me change it.
I won.
You didn't win.
I won.
He's cheating.
You got a whinny.
No, you don't. I could also just sound like a horse that's not whinnying.
Then try. That's not what a horse sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Technically, it is.
But it's not a neigh. That's a donkey. That was ape.
Let me hear your. Oh yeah, you think you're so good. Let me hear your ostrich.
I don't even know the noise an ostrich makes.
Let me see
makes.
What you think it would make.
I don't know what the types.
Imagine its face.
Hold on.
Come on,
I do,
Sarah.
I do want to see this. I do want to, and then I just want to.
You want to see? Why don't you go first?
Because I offered the idea. So then you go with
an
the
ostrich?
Bit.
An ostrich?
Yeah.
Meh.
Meh. An ostrich, I think, goes.
This is like let children's
hear,
program.
Let me hear your whale.
The horse goes neigh. Oh, sonar.
Whale. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that how whales sound?
Yeah.
Okay. It's giving sad Shamu. Okay. Can we see what an ostrich really sounds like?
Yeah. What does an ostrich sound like? We actually need to know. I really want to go through to one of those drive-through zoos.
Okay.
And you feed the animal through your car window.
I want to feed a giraffe.
I want to milk a cow.
You're alone on that. You've been wanting to milk a cow, a goat. It's too much.
Okay, I don't like the term rib tickler. Sounds molest.
Hello? Where is everyone?
I can't with the person. Who is more ostrichy?
Ah!
No. Not the hiss. That looks scary as fuck.
I don't think I
like ostriches like that. Aggressive behavior?
Those are
Get it off. Get it off.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Keep playing it.
This is some haunted shit.
What is happening with its neck?
It's male. It's doing its mating call. It's horny.
So it opens its throat? Male ostriches are
it's
gay.
It's like, give me that pussy.
I'm horny. Let me open my throat for the women. Ew.
He does look hotter when he does it. Look,
yeah, you're right.
He looks more regal.
Yeah, you're right. He does look stronger.
Check out my midsection.
He looks like he could protect a family when he does that.
Yeah, he does. If I was a female ostrich, I'd be all over that.
Me too. I'd be like, ah! Put it in my butt!
Let me sit on your face, daddy. Anyway.
No, ostrich is 69ing. Ostrich 69 is probably an intense sexual act.
Sounds disgusting.
What do you think animal 69 is the best?
Flamingos, the prettiest.
That is a beautiful. That's actually, wow, that's a majestic 69.
Just 1 foot up.
Yeah, they already have their leg placement right. Wow, that was you've thought of this before.
I just know flamingos are beautiful.
At 69ing.
In general, and then when I take it to the next level, I go, yeah.
It's easy to imagine them sideways, side by side.
It's easy, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's easy for me to visualize flamingos 69ing.
You know what probably is pretty cute, 69ing? A couple armadillos.
Ew!
What? They're rolled up into a ball. They could probably roll around mid-69. They go this way. They go this way. You turn them. One hole.
Do you know what they seem like? They would look like a Tide Pod. You know how it has that?
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
Yin-yang.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. It's beautiful when armadillo is 69. It's something.
You know what's really beautiful when they 69? Swans.
A swanning 69?
A swan 69.
Is there anything more beautiful
there's
than
that? There's nothing. It could bring a tear to your eye.
Dude, I'm legitimately embarrassed. I might cry. I cried all morning about this girl's TikTok. And I had to send her a message. It was a lot.
What do you mean? You sent a stranger a message because of her TikTok?
Did you DM Gypsy Rose?
Yeah. I also did that, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I sent a strange girl a TikTok because her TikToks made me cry. But the thought of a swan 69ing, that'll bring a tear to your eye.
That is exquisite.
That's beautiful. That's art. That's
like,
69.
And that's nature.
And that's
noise!
Noise!
Swan 69ing?
Noise!
Nature fucks!
Yeah. Hardest 69
to watch?
Snake. 669.
Dude, does
not,
snakes even
not
have...
doing much. They're not doing much. It's a side-by-side, essentially.
Pig 69ing disgusting.
Fun.
Ew.
It's like
there's something wrong with
it. It's like a porn you're not supposed to be watching. Couple of pigs 69ing.
Dolphin 69ing?
Beautiful. Back to beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean,
swans, dolphins, flamingos.
Yeah. How about a little
owls?
Bunny rabbit 69. Two bunnies just 69ing in a meadow. Two bunnies 69ing in a meadow hits. Two bunnies in a meadow 69ing.
Yeah, that's cute. Are we going to get sued for being bestiality or whatever?
I don't know. I don't know if we're being bestiality.
Yeah, I know what I said didn't make sense, but you know what I meant.
Are we going to be sued for being bestiality? Like being the act in itself? I'm not sure.
You know what I meant?
No, I think we're allowed to imagine animal 69ing if we want it. We're allowed to have creative thoughts.
Lions.
Well, a lion and a lioness 69ing.
Yeah.
Hot. Now we're getting disgusting.
Pull up. Nala and Simba out here.
Yeah, and more like gnawing and Simba. Oh, yeah, those
lions,
are good
lions, tigers.
Bear
69.
That's aggressive. That's a lot of cum.
That's just West Hollywood.
You see two bears 69.
You're in West Hollywood.
You're in West Hollywood. You gotta go. You gotta go. You see two bears 69, you know you're gonna have to pay cover for that club.
Yeah.
Sweetie. Yeah. Animals be fucking out there for reals.
Okay. I think we can move on from animal fucking.
The real 69. The humans have perfected the real 69.
It's not my favorite.
that's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, I know. You like Side by Side 69. Okay, we know.
First of all, we know way too much about each other. I'm like, oh, Gus, the one that fucked you in the van?
You're like, yeah. And then when you...
And then you're like, yeah, my girl's favorite 69 is Side by Side. It is. Elbow up 69. I call it the lazy man 69. Elbows up on your hip.
I don't like it. I don't like the act out.
Sucking dick, getting licked.
No, I don't like it at all.
Elbows up on your hip, sucking dick, getting licked.
No.
The Kimmy 69. It's going to be a song. Can we get a country beat, please? Can we get a country
beat?
You're
not going to be able to hear it because we don't have headphones.
We heard the video.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Not her trying to stop my fucking creative process.
I want you to fucking...
I mentioned to Bear 69 and she says, we're bestiality. She tries to stop my creative forces at any
time. But
turn.
Then I brought up swans and flamingos and lions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You like the lion stuff.
Yeah, I did. I was into the lion.
I'm a co-creator stuff. Here. Don't you fucking forget it.
All right.
What?
My bad. That was an ad, guys. Sorry about that.
Not the war ads, the country beats.
It's a time of war.
Wait, what was it?
Not jelly roll.
Hold on. What was it?
I don't know.
This song's about 69. On my side, I'm doing 69. I'm driving about 70.
What? You're driving?
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing 69 while on the highway. You ever 69 your girl in the car on the way to take her to her doctor's appointment? I pulled over. I said, babe, I got a little hankering for 69. I hankered, she pankered, she didn't want a 9, but I wanted a 6, so I convinced my chick. I took her to the back of my old red truck, and you know what?
What?
She laid on her side. I said, babe, you really 69, like you really 69, like you comfy 69, like babe. You really 69, like you're out here 69 and like dudes all the time. Then we fought.
Whoa.
You didn't think that was gonna happen.
No, I thought it was just 69ing. All of a sudden you're fucking.
Then we fought.
You fought?
We fought. I'll tell you the story.
You fought or you fucked?
Here's a story.
Okay.
So I brought her to the back. I said, bag it in the back. We don't need to talk about the times that you 69 other dudes. I'll forget that if you could just lay back and suck on my dick while I lick on your boobs.
Why are you the man?
I'm jelly roll in this situation. In my head, I've been jelly roll this whole time. When I saw him, I said, that's me, babe. You know I had a concert. I need a little sucky on my dick. You need a sucky. So, babe, I just sold out a theater. Could you give me a little sucky? Because I sold out a theater. You get Botox for free. Just let me suck on you while you just suck on me. All right, I'm done. Thank
Yeehaw.
You.
That was great.
I call that my Jelly Roll 69 song. That was my song about Jelly Roll and his girlfriend 69ing.
That took me on a journey.
Well, it took me on a journey. I think it was kind of catchy.
Yeah, I liked it. When you got to the hook, where it was just, babe.
Hey. He's really convincing his chick to get 69 in the back of a pickup.
She's down. Sold out a show. I heard.
And she gets free Botox.
Oh yeah, if I got free Botox, I'm 69 and on the street.
Oh honey, you're gonna get offered a lot of free Botox. I have a feeling the offers are gonna come rolling all in for you. I kind of enjoyed making that song. Babe.
She's an artist. One thing about Kimmy Cakes, she's going to make her art. Not you texting in the middle of a pod.
I'm trying to get my sister here. I told her, can you do my podcast in 45 minutes? 30 minutes goes by. She goes, yeah, what time do you want me to come? Probably 45 minutes, like I said 30 minutes ago.
Shit.
Everyone's including my sister. And I hope you see this, Haley.
Can we bleep out the word?
Yeah, sure. Bleep out.
Bleep out.
Can you imagine growing up in one of those families that had like 17 siblings?
No.
And all their names start with J. John.
Jedediah.
Jeremiah.
It's always those.
Oh my God. If your kid starts with a J and you've got three more kids with a J, Just tell us you've been touched by a preacher. Just say it.
Jedediah, get in here and you clean out the laundry room, Jedediah.
And quit touching on your sister. That's your sister.
Cousins are fine. Sisters are not.
We talked about it, Jedediah. Only second cousins you can touch. People are still dating their cousins for reals in the South.
Yeah, I know. It's like, move. Get a life.
And also, like,
imagine the pheromones. They're probably off. It's probably like nature's way of like protecting you.
I don't know. You love your own scent.
Yeah, but I don't think cousins necessarily smell the same. I feel like it would be like.
Like you, but off.
It would be like you, but off. Yeah. And so like, I feel like nature would be trying to like warn you. That's what pheromones are for.
I dated guys like that. Like, I've dated guys where everything is perfect.
Where they're so like sweat attractive. And work out and you're like, you're.
No, like, it's the opposite. I'm like, they're hot, they look good, we get along. And then when they sweat, like, I'm like,
get the fuck away from me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know, that's how you know if there's really, like, a chemistry.
Oh, yeah. The guy I'm dating right now, I'm like, I want to live inside the dirt of your armpit.
Jesus.
It's so good.
I know that feeling, though. Like, you could get high.
You know
off
you
of
like
it.
Someone when you like the way the air in their nose smells. You ever had that?
The air in their
nose.
You
can, like, sleep face to face.
Yeah, you can sleep face to face. Yeah. And you like the way it smells.
You ever had one where you don't like sleeping face to face?
Yeah, most of them.
My boyfriend list, there's at least three.
Every time I have a boyfriend I really like, the other ones feel like they're nothing.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I'm like, have I ever loved before?
No.
Yeah, no, every time I have a boyfriend, I'm like, no, everybody else is fine.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
And then
do.
When you break up, you're like, there will never be another. And then you fall another. In love. And then you go, wow, another soulmate. Look at looky there.
A collector of the souls. Shanky collector of souls.
Yeah, it's fucked, dude. Liking someone is fucked.
Liking someone is not fucked. Do we have to retrain ourselves? It's good. It's positive. If they like you back, it's positive. If they don't like you back, it's negative.
Yeah, you're right. Liking, well, you know what it is? It's that... I think that I haven't, like, fully liked someone that really liked me back in a long time.
It's a different experience. I'm in that right now, too.
It's a different
experience. I'm like, I really like you and you really like me. Wow, reciprocation? This is fucking nuts!
And it also starts being, like, you start almost feeling cornier. Like, you watch, like, romantic things and you go, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I saw it literally when me and my sister went to a sauna yesterday. And this girl walked into the sauna and her boyfriend was sitting there and she walked in and she was like in front of him and he stared at her and then they were like looking at each other and then he kissed her nose. And normally
what were you
I'd
doing
like,
in a sauna with another
it was
couple.
A co-ed. And then he kissed her nose and normally I'd be like, ew, kill yourselves. But then I was like, aw, they just really like each other.
She's soft now.
Yeah. My mom's calling.
Ugh. You're gonna get it?
Hi, I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the video about Pink slashing her husband's tires that I sent you?
Oh, that was her husband. She didn't say name.
She did say his name. They said who, and she said Carrie.
What do you do?
Oh, she said Carrie.
Yeah, Pink did hold on, let me update the podcast. Pink, the singer, my mom's favorite artist, did an interview recently, and they were asking her if she'd ever been crazy, or last time she hurt herself being crazy, and she was like, probably slashing tires, and they're like, oh my God, how long ago? She's like, not that long ago, like Thanksgiving.
No!
Yeah, and they're like, whose tires did you slash? She's like, Carrie's, and everyone's like, your husband's? And she's like, yeah, it was Thanksgiving, it was stressful.
No!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I love her.
All right. And you're a lesbian for Pink, right, Mom?
Oh my God, I'll go for it.
You would go for it?
Yeah.
Could
Can you meet Pink? I want to know her.
Could you go down? Could you go down on Pink?
Yeah, it's probably Pink.
Ew. All right. Okay, bye.
Oh, not your mom crashing with Pink.
Well,
eating out material.
That'll do. That'll
Your
do.
Your mom's going to go eat Pink's cat.
Ew.
And that's our episode.
Ew. Where can people find you, Sarah?
At Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. What day does this one come out?
22nd.
The 22nd. Also, I am in Austin, Texas this week. I'm going to be at the Vulcan Gas Co. headlining the 24th. Come out and see me 8:00. And I'll be doing spots at Mothership all week. And you can find me here every Monday on This Bitch and every Wednesday on Shank. Patreon.com/Sarah Weinshank for bonus content. What about you?
Real quick, Too Short says hello and he misses us, ladies. I feel like since he's a guest on the pod, I should tell you.
What?
Yeah, Too Short just texted.
Well, tell him I say hi.
He said, hey, what up? Just saying hello. Miss you, ladies.
He's our friend.
Yeah, we're cool. We get texts from Too Short.
All right, what's do your plugs and let's get
this bitch. Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, Instagram at Kim Congdon, Patreon.com/Kim Congdon, The Kim Congdon Takeover, my solo podcast, anywhere you find podcasts. If you want to see my thirst trap, see some little booty, see a little cheeky cheek. You want to see a little something, Patreon.com/Kim Congdon.
Mommy, you're embarrassing me.
Listen.
See you next week.
There's no clit on there.
Thank God. Bye. Get your clit off the internet.